Yeah.
Right.
They call it Montgomery Park because it's yours.
Well, you know, they just, well, it's not more, it's not ours. You know, we don't stop anybody from coming in the park. We, you know, but we play basketball and, you know, they more or less come around to see us play more or less.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dudes from all, everywhere in town come to play us. Me and my brothers. Yeah, I have a brother right now. He's in college in Florida. Right, yeah, he played with Rick Roby. Like I said, they won two state championships with this team. State championships here in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my brother was a very, very important part. He more or less was an unsung hero. And, you know, he really won a lot of games for him. But, you know, Rick Roby was a year ahead of him. And he just sucked up all the publicity because Rick Roby was 6'10", and my brother was only 6'4".
Yeah.
But my brother could outjump Rick Roby. He could outdo everything Rick Roby. Outshoot
Rick
Roby. And you
could
put a
piece of paper on Rick Roby when he left the
ball. You see? And, you know, when Rick Roby, when he came, he was sad. Rick Roby was a chump. He was a big chump. My brother and his teammates made Rick Roby into what he is. Right. And, of course, they had a damn good coach who would beat their asses if they didn't perform.
Yeah.
Right, and Rick Roby was somewhat timid, you know, and, you know, he was one of the reasons why the coach left. The coach's name was Andy Russo. He coaches now for Jacksonville in Florida, but at the time he was coaching at Brother One and was one of the best coaches in New Orleans at Scott. And, you know, he got the job done, you know, and the kids respected him, but, you know, he had a habit of beating his players, and he would beat them because they were timid and sissy. Rick Roby had sissy in him. He was timid, you know, and he beat him, you know. You want to be a sissy? Well, you know, he beat him, you know. But the black players, he knew he didn't have to beat him because they had heart. They had guts and they had heart. And,
yeah.
You know, they were used to playing with Rick Roby. He's just a big, timid cat who's trying to learn, you know, and he wasn't used to that style. So his father had a lot of money, and they got together, and they got rid of the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the coach left, right? You know, not only did his father do it, but a lot of other people united with him, and they got rid of him. Right. But he was a very, very successful coach. And my brother was very unsung. And right now, he's 6'4", but he jumps like he's 6'10". You see, so right now he can out-rebound Roby right now still, you know, like, you know, he's 6'4", but he jumps like he's 6'10". You see, he can out-jump a 6'10 person. Right, well, he's super, you know, he's really super, but, you know, he's just one of those people who, you know, it's just hard to get noticed, you know, one of those people who just, you know, it just, you know, you just have some people like that. Yeah, you know, that's how the world is, you know. And
y'all got the park.
Well, yeah, we definitely ran the park, you know.
What's the name of the park?
Stalling Park. Hey, okay. What's that? going on?
Hey, have you come?
No, they got the water fountain over there. The fountain?
The water is hot.
No, it's not hot. Oh, wow.
I
think
they're all
after.
I was just laughing at that
like a
clown. I was
speaking
like a dog over there.
Do they have no
cups
in the back? Clown, I think he got the keys.
Where's Clown?
Oh, no, the keys up there. So the
clown is
on the pool.
Right
here? Yeah,
clown is on the pool.
Yeah.
When
are you going to
open?
Yeah, well, I think the kitchen is open. Why don't you just go back there, you know? They know you, right?
It ain't open.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if
they're clean pool now?
Yeah, he could get you really get your cup because you're going to have to hunt for it, you know?